Good morning, Catherine. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you.
Lovely. So, first question is, where did this magic number of 13 actually come from in the first place?
So this number, this lower age limit stems from legislation that was implemented in the US back in the 90s, which related to the collection of children's personal information and data. So basically, it prohibited the collection of personal data from children without parental consent. So this is why most of the social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and so on have implemented that lower age limit of 13 because of collection of personal data.
Well, so you talk about a lower age limit, as you say. Is this lower age limit, with the legislation in the United States aside, is this actual lower age limit a healthy introduction, a healthy point to start introducing kids to social media?
There really is no magic number here. I think that 13 year age limit has been accepted as providing some kind of benchmark, or I think there's sort of the implicit assumption, therefore, that young people, once they turn 13, are ready for social media. But as I've just outlined, that age limit doesn't have anything to do with young people's maturity level or their ability to manage some of the risks that being on social media brings. So the short answer is, look, it depends, and it really depends on your own child. For some people, some children, they may not be ready to actually manage social media from when they're 13. So parents do need to make that judgment themselves.
Yeah. Well, and you were talking about how this lower age limit is based off American legislation. Is there actually any legislation in place in Australia that is enforcing this lower age limit, or is it really just a sort of we're just going off what their policies are?
Look, I'm not a legal expert, but not as far as I know. Of course, we do need to. I mean, when we think about the risks of social media, we tend to think about a suite of highly publicized but often quite rare risks that often have very serious consequences, but which aren't the lived experiences of most young people. So those things are, grooming or radicalization or really serious and targeted cyberbullying. So I guess the things that we need to think about and that parents do need to think about when trying to decide whether or not their children are ready for social media. Yes, sure, there are those sort of those really high profile risks, but it's more likely to be a suite of other kind of potentially negative effects, which aren't quite as well publicized. So this sort of takes me back to your original question. Sort of about privacy and data, which is where that original legislation has stemmed from. So we do need to think about the data that is harvested from young people using social media and privacy concerns and so on. So look, there is really nothing to stop young people getting on social media and lying about their age and getting on it from 11 or 12. It's very easy to circumvent that age restriction. So we just recommend that parents sort of talk to their children from an early age about potential risks online, start the conversation early, and then make that decision about whether or not their child is ready for social media, when they start asking, when they want it, when they start putting the pressure on you, and then talking about some of those risks beyond just those big high profile risks, but the more kind of everyday risks, and maintain that kind of dialogue with their children.
Well, just building on from that then, is it actually realistic for parents to sort of try and exercise a level of control, especially considering, I guess, the autonomy the internet affords children these days?
It's a really good question, and it really depends on the age of the child. A 10-year-old is very different to a 16-year-old, and the way that you parent a 10-year-old is going to be very different to a 16-year-old. So there's been some kind of momentum and some people that advocate for a higher age limit, even 16, 17, or 18 for social media. I think that's unreasonable. Those are almost adults, and as you point out, they are autonomous, they are developing their independence, and they are looking for ways to do that online. And there are all sorts of opportunities online. We shouldn't be denying them that. So no, I really don't think parents should be denying their children those opportunities as they're older, if their children want to be on social media. But with 10, 11, 12, 13-year-olds, where parents do still hopefully have a bit more sway over their children's activities and can still implement some rules which are hopefully followed, then parents, should be doing that where possible. Really, what you want to do is by having the conversation early and then working with your child from an early age. So you're hoping to cultivate the skills, the resilience, the knowledge, the judgment, so that when children do become 16, 15, 16, 17, 18, they're actually able to navigate these spaces effectively and manage risks effectively on their own. And again, if you kind of don't let them on there until they're older, then you're not giving them the opportunity to develop those skills.
Yeah, another thing I wanted to ask is, so often in the media we get it's almost this very overwhelmingly negative portrayal of social media. You don't hear very many sort of positive stories, and then frequent calls to kids, they shouldn't be on social media, they shouldn't be on the internet, it's too risky, so on and so forth. Are there actually any positives to to kids connecting to other people on the internet?
Yeah, of course there are. And as you rightly point out, we have been bombarded with the risks for a long time, ever since social media has come out and been taken up in vast numbers by young people. And even though social media is relatively new, these sorts of concerns and anxieties about young people and media actually go back a really long way. There's a continuity to these concerns that we're always, parents or other authority figures are always worried about something, that their kids are doing if it's outside of our immediate gaze or outside of our control, or if it involves young people exercising agency, disrupts the power relations, right? It makes adults uneasy. And I think we need a little bit of perspective here. And look, I absolutely understand parents being concerned about their children's use of the internet, because that's our job as parents. We should be concerned. We want the best for our children. It's our job to protect them. But I think the problem with the media, only really when we only really hear about all of the negative effects, is it really does skew our perspective, and it does make parents more anxious. We do need to be aware of the risks. There are risks. There is no doubt about that. But we do also need to keep it into perspective with the benefits. And young people are using social media to connect with peers. Now, this can be extremely beneficial for young people, especially those that might be introverted or struggle to make friends in offline spaces. It certainly helps marginalized teens connecting with groups and getting a sense of solidarity. It enables young people to become informed or to become involved in causes or things that they feel passionate about or that they want to be involved in. So yes, there are lots of benefits as well. The key question, the key issue is, how do we minimize those risks to make sure that young people can fully realize the benefits of social media.
Well, how would you go about minimizing some of those risks then? What are your recommendations as an expert in this field?
Yeah, so I touched on some of these already. Again, it does depend on the age of your child, but also your parenting style. I think we are moving towards, and this depends on the cultural background of families as well, but we are moving towards more democratic styles of parenting, which are less authoritarian, top-down, just do as I say sort of thing. And look, some parents may use this approach and it may work for them. And look, let's face it, with younger children, sometimes we can do that. And I've been known to occasionally be a little bit authoritarian with my children. But now we live in this democratic household. There is pushing back, they're asking questions, they want to know the reasons why. So it is actually much more effective to explain reasons for certain rules with young people, involve them in decision making. Talk to your child if they want social media. Say, okay, what platforms do you want to use? Why are you interested, and what sort of things are you going to be doing on social media? And then staying involved, sort of looking, sort of monitoring, but at a distance, not snooping, being aware of what they're doing. But really, what you want to do is to be able to establish the relationship and set up the conditions where if your child does experience something online that upsets them or encounters risk, they come to you, and they will get your help with that. So it can be a good idea for parents to actually sign up an agreement with their children before they get their own phone or before they get their own social media account and say, okay, these are the rules around use. This is what we're going to do. This is appropriate use. And you talk about the risks, but also you keep the dialogue going. It's about parents working with their children to try and use media in a way which is beneficial, but which does minimize the likelihood of experiencing harm from them.
Well, I think that is a perfect point to start wrapping up this interview. Just in case you tuned in late, I have been speaking with Dr. Catherine Page, lecturer and researcher in media and communications at Sydney University, about, I guess, how young is too young to access social media? What are some of the risks? And what are some ways that we can sort of engage children into using social media in an effective, beneficial, and safe manner? Dr. Catherine, it has been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much for having me.